Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning, Ada.
Joining us right now is Cliff May. He is the president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Cliff, welcome. Good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
We have so much to talk about. We wanted to start out talking to you about Russia. And what does this mean that the Kremlin has ordered the U.S. to cut about 60% of their diplomatic staff in Russia? A lot of those are going to be Russian citizens. But how much does this hurt us, if at all?
Look, it's not a good thing. And obviously, Putin showing that he has something he can do to get back at us for the sanctions. I'm not sure necessarily all the work being done, and I'm sure people over there are working very hard, necessarily means we're getting information on Russia and Putin that we absolutely need and wouldn't have any other way. I think it's a lot of it is for show, but it's not a great situation.
The Vice President of the United States just said this morning that Russia sanctions will be signed by the President of the United States this week. I want to broaden the lens for a moment to the political question. People have criticized the president of the United States for not being tough on Russia, but it seems like given every opportunity, he's either sustained the old sanctions from the Obama administration or had the Treasury Department issue new sanctions on Russia, and now will be signing congressional sanctions against Russia. Are you of the opinion that the president is being weak with Russia?
No, by no means. He's being tough on Russia. I think he and the people in his administration do have a look. I think they would like to see a better relationship with Vladimir Putin, but I think it's very problematic, and I think they're coming to that realization. You've had pretty much every president for decades now trying to get better relations with Russia. You remember George W. Bush looked into Putin's eyes and saw something good in his soul. We had the reset under Obama, which didn't do any good. It's just not that easy. Putin is a very clever guy. He's very sly. He knows what he wants for Russia. He knows he wants to diminish the United States. It's very hard to see how you're going to have a real rapprochement where Russia and the U.S. are on the same page. And I do think President Trump and key people in his administration understand that at this point.
I would like to move on to North Korea. Nikki Haley tweeted out that done talking about North Korea, China is aware they must act. Japan and South Korea must increase pressure, not only a U.S. problem, but will require an international solution. China, though, is saying, nah, it's pretty much your problem, not ours.
Well, that's correct. And the challenge for diplomacy at this point is to make North Korea a Chinese problem. And how do you do that? Well, a number of ways. You make clear to China that what's going to happen pretty soon is we're going to return tactical missiles to South Korea. We had them until about 1991. Make clear that Japan, which is about a turn of a screwdriver from having nuclear weapons, is about to have them. Make clear that South Korea may have nuclear weapons, too, in this scenario. Also say this is going to affect our trading and other relationships. We're not going to compartmentalize. If you're going to allow and empower a rogue regime that literally threatens us with nuclear weapons, our other relations are not going to be normal. This must become China's problem. They must see it as in their interest to solve it. And it must be clear that if they don't, the solutions we come up with are ones they're not going to like.
Is there something underneath the posturing, though? Is China working in any way to accommodate our efforts to get them to help with North Korea?
Not as far as we know. I think that for the most part, China and Russia as well here, don't forget Russia also wouldn't allow serious sanctions and serious condemnations at the Security Council recently. I think they all like the idea that North Korea is a serious burr under our saddle. Their goal is to diminish us and weaken us and distract us and make life difficult for us right now. And so we've got to make it clear that we have the means to make life difficult for them if they don't get on board with us.
Right. If they want us to introduce, say, I don't know, more missile defense systems in the region or maybe nuclear weapons that can quickly strike North Korea, this is a quick way to do it. So maybe come to the table before the United States takes pretty drastic action that neither Russia nor China is going to be interested in.
Hugely important missile defense systems. And by the way, just to broaden this a bit, over the past 8 years, we should have been developing what Hillary Clinton called a nuclear umbrella. We have the technological means to make sure that no missile fired anywhere in the world can hit its victims, can hit its targets. We haven't deployed that technology in a comprehensive layered missile defense system. It's long overdue. We have the means to do it. Why wouldn't we?
I'd like to pivot here to Venezuela. We had this election, which President Trump is calling a sham vote. And what this does is it changes Venezuela's constitution. It gives more constitutional power to the Maduro administration. And we hit them with some financial sanctions, but just Maduro personally. Is this going to change anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think Secretary Tillerson is quite right to say that this essentially gives Maduro the powers of a dictator. That's what he's long wanted. That's where he's been going. It sort of destroys what was left, and there wasn't much of Venezuelan democracy. The sanctions are more a mosquito bite than a sledgehammer upside of the head. If you want to really do something with sanctions, with economic warfare, to change the situation, what you're going to have to do is say we're not taking any more oil from Venezuela and get others to do the same. Now, will that hurt people in Venezuela? Absolutely. But I think our goal at this point is to not prolong their suffering. And they're going to suffer as long as they're under Maduro, his dictatorship, and Venezuelan socialism, which is one of the is sort of like Cuban socialism, but it's even worse, and it's a great failure.
And we saw overnight two opposition leaders dragged out of their house by police in Venezuela. And Cliff, I want to know from you, is your perspective that there's a way for this thing to let the steam out, or is this just hurtling towards a violent end? Because you've got opposition protests in the streets and people being punished for speaking out against the Maduro regime.
And people are getting killed day after day, and people starving, and people who were middle class
Yes.
just a few years ago picking through garbage. Look, I'm not one for predictions, but I don't see any soft landing on this thing. I think it's gonna get worse before it gets better, and we can hope that it gets better. But I think it is necessary to do something drastic, and I think very serious sanctions. Again, the sledgehammer, the not taking the oil, that's probably necessary to get this over with.
And Maduro, these sanctions went against him personally, as I said. Does he have any holdings in U.S. jurisdictions to sanction?
I assume so, but I can't tell you that I know for sure.
Yeah, because if we know that he doesn't, then it's, as you said, it's kind of toothless. What's the point of it? It's just an exercise to look good, but doesn't really accomplish anything.
That's true. And let's suppose he has a lot of money around here. He's probably not going to use it anytime soon. He's probably not contemplating taking his family to Disney World next month.
No, he's got a lot more in his hands right now. Disney World is probably not anywhere on Maduro's list. Cliff May from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, thanks a lot for catching us up on everything that's going on around the planet, and I really appreciate that today.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.